We'll move on from Sheker V'Chazav to Rechilas, the Tanis we covered a little bit already. Rechilas, not going to discuss in such length. The Chafetz Chaim made Rechilas famous, an entire section of his Sefer on Hilchas Rechilas. Rechilas basically is gossip, tale-bearing, similar to Lashon Hara. Basically, as I understand it, Lashon Hara is where you say things that are objectively ill about someone. You say he did something wrong in Avera. You say something embarrassing that denigrates him, that hurts his business. Rechilas is more about causing enmity, causing dissension between people, telling someone something about somebody else that will cause him to be upset with, unhappy with the target of your gossip. Connection between MS and Rechilas, the Chafetz Chaim, of course, one of the main foundations of his Sefer. He spent so much time explaining to you that Lashon Hara and Rechilas, contrary to apparently a popular misconception, Lashon Hara and Rechilas apply even to something that's true, not just to falsehood, especially to something that's true. If it's not true, it's Motzi Shem Ra, a different Avera. A classic example of Rechilas I heard of not long ago. Again, Midan Lekav Schos, the person probably meant well, but we mentioned when we were discussing Emes and Sheker, a debate about a ksuva, what do you write for the ksuva of someone who is no longer a basula, someone who is with somebody else? So there was a story I heard of where there was such a situation, a woman who was in a physical relationship with her fiancé, was getting married, wasn't that observant, but wanted a traditional wedding, so she approached this Rav, who she respected, asked him to prepare the ksuva for her. He gave her the text. She had it prepared, an expensive, fancy, custom ksuva, and the text the rabbi used was Itza. He didn't want to write Basula, because she wasn't a Basula, so he wrote Itza, the woman. This woman then, before she got married, showed the ksuva to somebody else, another rabbi who was familiar with the issue. The rabbi told her, Itza, why is he writing Itza? And the woman's like, what do you mean? So he told her what the issue was. The woman was aghast. She destroyed her relationship with the first rabbi. Now again, why on earth the person would have done this? You know, this is like classic Rechilas, Machlokas. You have to be down like Afskos. He may have had some reason. He may have felt it was some kind of Toelas. That's obviously the big heter when it comes to Lashon Hara and Rechilas, is if you think that there's some productive purpose to this. But again, that's exactly the kind of thing that, at least prima facie, you shouldn't be doing. That's the sort of thing that is Rechilas, that causes Machlokas, that causes people to be upset at each other. Don't do that. That's one of the things the Rosh says, is L'Hisrachek B'Tachlis Harichuk is Rechilas. Moving on to Kas. The next thing on the Rosh's list is avoiding Kas. Kas is very bad. You have to avoid it. And obviously, again, Kas is one of those things where even though it's generally bad, there are cases where Kas is appropriate. There's a remarkable Rambam in Shmona Prakim, in Perek Shvi. The Rambam's point is that Nevi'im don't have to be, and we're not always perfect. They could have some minor character flaws. He lists deficiencies in various great biblical figures. Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, had kas. He was a ragzon. He says Eliyahu had midas haragzonus, and that was his flaw. He says, v'afal pi sheshimish b'bekofrim. It was directed against heretics of the Vadazar, like the Haftarah we read about the Nevi'i Habal and everything. Aleim ha'akois, his anger was directed against of the Vadazara. Avol amru chachamim sha'ashem yisra alakho. Eliyahu famously ascended to heaven in flames. Chazal say he was taken away. Why? V'amrle she'eino roi limshol b'nei adam. He can't be a leader. V'liyaz lehem l'koein mishyesh lo kinuk moshyesh lo kiyamisim. For leadership, that's just not the right character. Someone who's so strict, so zealous, so aggressive toward evil, a leader needs some tolerance. You know, too much chaos is bad, even at least when you're in a leadership position. You'll just kill too many people. That was Eliyahu's problem, and that's why he can no longer be a leader. In the Sefer Pnine HaGriz, a kind of hagiographic work about the wonderfulness, the brilliance, the piety of the Brisker Rav, they relate a story that a certain unnamed Rav, once got up and made a speech, and he said, Pinchas, the great Pinchas, who did the great act of Kanos regarding the story of Shittim, how come Pinchas never got to be a leader of Klal Yisrael? How come he was passed over in favor of other Yeshua and others? So this Rav said, because Pinchas was a Kanai, even though Kanos was appropriate against Rishayim, couldn't be a leader. So the Brisker Rav was not going to take this sitting down. The Brisker Rav got up and protested and said, Vushtetas, where does it say such a thing? And sure enough, says the author of Pnina HaGriz, this rabbi got home and he looked in his sources. He couldn't find it in Chazal where he initially said it was. He found it in the Sefer of Eza Achron. The Achron is possibly the Kotzker. The Kotzker does say such a thing, that Pinchas did not merit to be a manhig, a leader, because he was just a kanoi, which is the wrong character for leadership. In any event, though, the Pella on the Brisker Rav is, the Rambam says exactly that about Elio. Chazal say Pinchas Elio. Chazal make exactly this point. The Rambam makes exactly this point about Elio. He says the reason Elio had to be taken away, was not an appropriate leader, couldn't be the leader anymore, was because he had too much ragzanus. He simply, whatever the merits of the tuna are, it's simply not appropriate for leadership. And that's exactly what the Kotzker said about Pinchas.